Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Worst Ever Podcast. This is part two with Alana Eubach and Nicole Tom. Get ready. It's hilarious. The worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Can I be in the music video?
Yes, you can.
Singers, can we be
the
singers?
Yeah, I just want to be in the music video.
I want to be in the music video.
I would love to be in the music video.
You're definitely going to be in the music
video. I was in one
video.
Of Alana's music videos.
Oh, yeah.
I played like, I was
so
in charge
with Denise Richards and Ron Jeremy.
It was just...
Shut the F up.
No.
Wait.
Oh, my
wait,
God.
What?
It's so
what,
good.
What music video?
It's,
Okay.
What was the song?
How many people are listening to this podcast?
Like
100,000.
Cool. It's called this is before like the Me Too and all this kind of stuff,
but
it was called Take Your Fucking Dick Off Me. And
well, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It doesn't mean anything.
It was fine. It's basically a girl at a club and she meets a one night stand and it's just her talking the whole time. Oh my God, he looks totes cute on Bumble.
So was this for real or for fun?
It was for fun. We did it. So basically, Ross Patterson helped me write the lyrics to it. And we wanted to basically have like a little girls group and have all these really crazy songs to it. And then we decided to pitch it as a show. So it's still in the works.
Is it really?
It's still in the works. Yeah.
Is it really still in the works?
I was in the music video. Can I play Candy? I think I played
Candy. Wait, so it was Denise Richards was in it?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get her?
Well, this is what happened. I know one of her girlfriends, and she was like, yeah, I have a lot of comedy. That'd be really fun. That'd be hysterical to do. She has an amazing sense of humor. And I called her, and I was just like, look, you're basically, we're on like an acid trip. Like we've taken way too much, you know, mm-hmm. drugs, and we're in a club. And then we see you, and we think we're seeing things. She was just like, oh, God, that's good. She was like, well, what exactly am I going to do? I was like, you're going to be flying. We're going to put you in a little pink bubble, and you're going to look like the Good Witch of
Glenda the Good Witch.
Glenda the Good Witch. And we'll dress you up, and you're talking to us, and we think we're seeing things, and it's you in a little bubble. She's like, oh, my God, you're going to shrink me? I said, yes. She's like, oh, my God, I'm totally in. And then she
Who
found out that Ron Jeremy
shrunk?
Was in – the show.
How did Ron Jeremy get involved?
Well, I needed someone to play my Lyft driver, and I thought it'd be really funny if Ron Jeremy was my Lyft driver.
How long ago was this?
About a year ago.
Wait, I thought this was like in the 80s, like you did this in the 90s or something. This is like recent.
Yes,
recent.
Still working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, totally I recent. Gotta be in this.
Oh, you have to. Oh, you have to. So,
wait.
We got something in the making, and I'm really excited. But what are you going to do?
So wait, is this pre her knowing she was doing Real Housewives?
Totally pre.
All right. So you have her number.
Do I have her number?
Yeah. I don't need to call her right now. But if I need like updates, can you just text her? If I say, hey, Alana, please find out what's happening, you know.
Updates.
I have her email.
Okay, great. We'd love to have her on the show.
We should get her on the podcast.
You guys have to get her on the car.
Sounds like she's...
She's
up to
so
doing lots of
cool.
stuff.
She's yeah. really cool. Yeah. She's got a great sense of humor. I was like, listen, ma'am, if you do my video, I'll give you a guest star on A Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. I was like, I'm a woman of my word. I swear to God. She was like, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, we did. Yeah. And she played a guest
was
star on
the
Girlfriend's
part
Guide.
I was supposed to play?
That's awesome.
Just kidding.
No.
How did you get her a part?
You were in a Christmas movie.
So you had them write her something?
But I just shot that last month.
No. I said, is there... I told her, I was like, look, I'll look for something for you. If something comes up where it's totally perfect fit for you, that'd be great. And I remember Robbie McNeil, the producer of Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, said, gosh, we have this one scene where we're supposed to have a really well-known big name at a party. And we all get excited that we see that big name at the party. And I'm like, guy or girl? And he was just like, girl, like a sex symbol, someone who used to be a really big sex symbol. I was like,
perfect.
Denise Richards. Damn. He was like, do you have her number? I was like, I have her email. Yeah, let me text her right
oh
now.
God,
her email.
Perfect. Awesome.
She was like, oh my God, I'm in. I was like, I found you a job, girl.
That's like, why awesome. I didn't mention yeah. Christine or I for that part.
And I came through. Well, you weren't a sex symbol. I mean, if you were.
Well, thanks a lot.
You were a child on a sticker.
What Christine looks like right now?
You didn't have that makeup and wild things the way she did.
Speaking of sex symbols, Nicole, how's your dating life?
Oh, God.
It's non-existent. I've gotten all of the apps.
Are you still not doing... Did you get on the Raya?
No, I mean, I never Raya. Even tried out for that.
Don't you have to pay to be in Raya?
You know that Joey Fatone met his girlfriend on Tinder. Right. This is probably Tinder. Airing after Joey.
Yeah, I heard Tinder, one of the actress in Rent an Elf. She... Rent an Elf. all of her parts, like just a million different roles and like HBO shows and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, rent an elf when I was staying in the closet.
you are very, very tall blonde. And you just have to go and rub out Jennifer Coolidge.
That's the great thing about Alana is that she doesn't discriminate. You know,
with her friendship,
with her friendships. She's not. Yeah, I mean, you don't.
She's
have
not
to be,
you.
People you don't have to be on a multiple series to be friends with Alana.
Well, let me tell you something. The reason why I do multiple series is because I don't get paid the way normal people do. Right. So that's why you have to say yes to everything. I don't get paid anything.
Well, that's why. But it's, and on top of it, you're a Latina woman,
girl.
Tell you.
You gotta work.
Tell you.
Go work for the diaper money.
That's right.
Alana, do you have, what do you do when you are working? Do you have a nanny? Does he go to
her name is Bridget.
Okay.
She comes Monday through Fridays from 8 to 4.
Look at you. The Latin girl gets a white woman as her man. You are trying to turn the pages. Look at you.
I am turning the pages.
Her name is Bridget.
She asked me if I would do it. I was like, I'm totally free.
So you got a white nanny just to show them, right?
She's hot. She's really hot. She is like loving an elevator. Hot.
So how old is she?
She like belongs in a ZZ Top video.
She's young.
Mm-hmm. She's got like tats on her legs and she's just hot.
But you gotta be careful.
Well, you know,
I think Alana's more into her than her husband is.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. No, but she's really cool, and she has three other kids, and they're all teenagers.
Oh.
So, you know, I call him Shameless because he's around, around like all these kids all the time. There's always action. They took him to like the LA County Fair yesterday. They were there all day long. She was just like, he's having fun. He's eating pretzels and onion rings. Can we bring him back by 7? I was just like, yeah, you can, you know, you can spend the night with you guys if you want.
There's no way.
It's so cool. I love the fact that he's with different people all the time because I can bring him here with me
and he'll
leave him
here
with you guys, go and run an errand or something, he'd be totally fine.
Yeah.
He's not clingy.
Yeah.
He's cool.
That's nice.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean,
she did not want a clingy child.
No, I don't want a clingy kid because he's an only child.
Sometimes you're going to have to work out of state. And he's not, if he's in school or whatever, you can't take him with you all the time.
I had to FedEx my breast milk when I was in New York.
Did you?
Called the milk stork.
What?
Milk stork?
It's called the milk stork, you guys. And if you're on like location or if you're out of town or whatever, or you were a surrogate, right?
Oh,
and you live in another state, you pump your breast milk. They have like these little tubes that you put them in. You lay it down and they have like this ice, this like dry ice concoction. You press the button, it goes into effect. You lay it down and FedEx will ship the milk to your kid. It'll get there like the next day, the next morning. Isn't that?
How much does that cost?
Oh my gosh. About 150 bucks a pop, man.
That's not bad, actually, when you think about it.
It's not really that
bad for overnight.
For overnight, you know? It's fine.
Oh my gosh, your baby.
Look at that. You think you want another one?
Oh gosh, no. Well, unless Christine would like to be the surrogate. But of course, I'm making like guest star salary, so you'd have to do it for about $5,000.
You know, I said to my two gay friends, they want a baby so bad and they're trying to adopt. And they were like, are you sure you just don't want to give us your baby? And I was like, you know, if I were younger and if I were not an actress, and it takes you out of the game for so long. I was like, I would so have a baby for you. I would.
You like being pregnant, huh?
I don't love it, but I can't. I can do it.
You can do it.
And yeah. Now that I had this, like, and with this labor was so much easier than my first.
Really?
Oh, oh my God.
Changed our lives.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
How long did it take? You can do that, yeah.
Wait, seriously.
The
only thing
I want an alarm. Well, every woman should have an alarm.
The thing is,
life.
I would have come into your birthing room as well. Listen to me. Here's the thing about me is she didn't want me in the second time, and I was like,
I didn't say that.
Well, no. At first, it was like she had to discuss it with her husband. Which
well,
is
I have
like,
to just, of course, it's my freaking labor, dude. I have.
Well,
to
you didn't discuss it with him the first time I showed up. I just showed up.
Right.
Right. So it wouldn't have mattered. I was going to show up with his or without his permission is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I've said this to all our fans. What I do is nurses are the most important part of the birth.
Oh, that's it.
Because a doctor shows
up
in
10
minutes. Yeah. He's in and out. Done.
I don't need to kiss
the doctor's ass.
Right.
I got to make friends with the nurses. Uh-huh. Because they're going to take care of this and we're going to get the best.
Yeah.
Treatment.
No, for sure.
She didn't get that the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I literally was doing jokes in the room, getting Starbucks for them, doing girls, come here. We need to talk for a second.
Yeah.
She is driving me crazy. Okay. She keeps complaining about the pain. What do I do? I've been telling her, shit like that. And they're laughing,
you
giggling.
You like Shirley MacLaine in terms of endearment.
Right. Yeah. They're like, oh, this guy, we love him. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Second time around, you know. Of course she's going to call me in. She's like, I'm ready. I'm good to go. Right. She's going to tell me before she tells her husband.
Got it.
Her husband at this point is useless, right?
I mean, there was a big game on. All right.
There was a football game.
There was a big football
game. Oh, my.
No, I'm kidding.
Last time. Oh, okay.
No, she's not actually. And so it was fine. He was great. He's anxious. Like, you know,
he's very anxious.
He's just like.
My first birth was a little traumatic and it was very
everyone's
long.
Everyone's first birth is traumatic.
Yeah. But this one, I'm telling you, start to finish, it was 12 hours. I pushed for 15 minutes.
Did
it
your
was,
water bag wow. break or were you induced?
No. So it was only like 15 minutes long? Or
it was 12 hours pushing. Long. The actual pushing 12. Was 15 minutes. My bag never broke, but I did go into labor. I had contractions and then the doctor broke it.
Oh, God.
7 centimeters.
That is just... Oh.
She was at 7 already.
Whoa.
He basically went to check me and...
He just checked and barely touched it. When I say, if you take a baby pool and filled it with water and then emptied it on the concrete, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was like the movies.
Yeah,
whoa.
It was like
a straight, water balloon.
And
like
he went,
like
a giant
Foley,
water balloon.
Like you thought someone did it on the Foley stage. You know what I mean? It was like.
He goes, okay, well, that was the water. Okay.
No
yeah.
way.
It was crazy. It was super. It was
but you had the epidural and all of that. Yeah, the drugs.
Yeah, my good only thing yeah. was because that's, we didn't get as much comedy this time with the birth because she got her epidural too soon.
Oh.
See, before I had videos of her like,
I'm just not going to put myself through it this time.
I know, yeah. But it was so great because like Brandon would be like rubbing her back and then looking at me and like going, what do I do?
Oh,
you know?
My God.
And I had it all
no
on
way.
Video. And all those moments were missing because she was so relaxed. Like, am I having a contraction? Tell me when I'm having a contraction.
Yeah, my line. Who is that?
Yeah. Wow. How about the shaking? Were you like just like this afterward? The shaking
the
for me.
The first time I was.
Scared.
This time
yeah.
that
was. The first time I was and the first time I puked too.
Ooh,
second
baby.
Time, I really didn't.
You
I don't
didn't,
know.
You, well,
the
your body's thing, used to it, I guess. It's like, oh, you're pregnant again. Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that was harder this time was that I had the epidural and then I pushed maybe like 2 or 3 hours later. So I literally couldn't feel anything.
Wow.
So it made it harder for me when pushing time came because I was like, I have to like think about what I'm
going
doing.
Going
to push.
Yeah, I can't feel my legs. It was the first time I could kind of feel something. So
yeah.
That was the only thing that was
when
difficult.
I gave birth
to your dog.
There was a moment where the doctor yelled at Christine.
Why?
He goes, less talking, more pushing.
Less talk. Okay. I didn't say speak. I said, less talking, more pushing.
Wow.
Like stern. Awesome. Like,
he didn't have a great. It wasn't my doctor. It was his partner. So this one didn't have the greatest.
My OB was on the cover of some magazine in Beverly Hills.
Is he the one that just got arrested?
Sexiest OB of 1993, I think.
Did you give birth at Cedars?
I did.
And thoughts on
my
Cedars?
Sister did,
I didn't have the best time Cedars in Cedars. Too.
Oh, well, we found someone who was, she taught us like child CPR.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she was in cahoots with Cedars, like someone had let her go or something. So she was like the regular person there, so she knew the ins and outs. And we said, hey, is there any possible way we can get like a really good room or something like that for like the price of a smaller room? And she was like, I'll hook you up. And she did. It was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
It was great.
That's really nice.
Yeah. I feel like a Kardashian.
My sister said there were like jacuzzi tubs or something there. No, but we asked for a double room too. And sometimes like if you just ask and nobody's in it, they'll just kind of give it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, but there is one thing. We are doing some mild construction.
Oh,
on that
no.
site. So we'll put you in the room, but if it ends up being an issue for you, you know, we can move you. And at night, look, there's no construction at night, so it was fine. Yeah. In the morning, because we had the baby at night, then the morning comes and like Brandon opens the curtains. Literally, there's a dude standing right there in like a hard hat. We were like, oh, hi.
Oh my gosh.
But it ended up being fine. They were actually working around the corner, but there were people walking back and forth.
Oh my God, a wild.
Was it dusty?
No, it wasn't dusty, but there was, it was loud. It was loud.
Yeah. The sheets that the curtains were actually just plastic put up for because they were painting or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole, were you there for your sister's birth?
I was driving back from Vegas when she.
Is that the Vegas trip where you couldn't get on the plane because of the dog?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You know so many stories of it. You have to write a book.
Oh, my God. I would love a coffee table
book. Like Parker Posey's You're on a Plane. Parker Posey did
it. That's not the trip from where you.
No, not the.
You know that trip, right? That Vegas trip, Alana, right?
No.
Where she couldn't do the dog. She brought the dog on the plane and they kicked her off.
Yeah.
No.
I brought her on the plane.
We traveled a lot together.
Yeah.
This Nicole is fun to travel with.
Together. She's really fun. I feel like it'd be the worst.
Oh my God, she's so game.
I'm the best person to travel with.
I feel like everything would go wrong. With so you have to like.
No, it's just adventure.
You gotta be on your
game.
It's like
a fun. It's but a fun adventure.
Didn't someone try to like grab your purse or something and you beat
that
the
was,
shit?
That was with us.
I told them about that.
That was our.
Thing.
We went to that was in France. Yeah. We were there. We were there.
I had just gotten out of coffee with Alaa and Christine.
That's like, when she had her Louis Vuitton obsession.
Oh wow!
Well, that was my very first nice purse ever. You know, I never had a nice purse. I never bought myself something nice before. And it was, you know, I was in Paris.
She went from reading highlights to like buying Louis Vuitton.
That was with Allison Mack too.
Yeah.
Was
she there when we went to Paris too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was with us.
Her
court case is in January.
What's going on there?
You don't know what's going on with Allison Mack?
You don't know.
I'm sorry.
Do you know who Allison Mack is?
Refresh my memory.
Smallville.
Yeah, what's going on?
We all went to acting class together.
What's going on?
Group?
Yeah. No, she wasn't.
Hey, okay, you guys. If I don't know, a lot of people listening don't know what's going on with Allison Mack.
We update them all the time.
I can't believe you don't know.
Allison Mack has been indicted for sex trafficking.
Racketeering.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, the NXIVM.
She's Canadian. She was doing a show out in Canada.
Yeah.
She was a part of a ring, right?
Yes, she was one of the ringleaders.
One of the ringleaders.
They were burning. Ooh. Yes, it's her and the major leader that have been indicted.
Oh, my God. Gosh, yeah. You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to hang out.
Do you believe she even knew what she was doing? I don't think it. I think she's totally innocent.
I feel like she was definitely led astray.
Allegedly.
I think so.
Allegedly.
I would say. Do you really think she's that stupid?
She was definitely kind of brainwashed into believing that it was maybe something else.
Oh, copy
you
that.
You know what I mean? Like, led down the wrong path so far to where your brain doesn't actually say, hold on, this might be considered sex trafficking.
Yeah, it's like OJ. Like, he believes that he really didn't murder his wife.
Yeah, David Lynch calls it the fugue state, where you basically believe everything that you want to believe. And it's you port forward a scam likely. Hey, watch this.
Her phone's ringing.
Hi, it's Alana. Yes, is this a Nigerian scam?
How are you today?
I'm doing very good. Who is this? Apparently, it's scam likely. What do you got to say for yourself, huh?
How does that show up?
Hello?
How does that show up on the scam likely?
I want the scam likely app.
I want that too.
Gotta get the iPhone.
I get one every day.
Really?
Yeah, I get a phone call, you know.
Scam likely.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You gotta get the what? What do you have to get?
No, I think you go on settings, you guys. Go on settings and just say.
What?
Yeah, do not. Disturb or something like that. It says for scams or something, activate.
I don't even know where that is. I've never even seen that before.
And then it comes up a scam likely.
Scam likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
That's awesome.
That's going to be the name of my next kid. Scam likely.
I wanted my next dogs. I wanted like two poodles, them to be pots and pans.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
it's very cute.
Come on.
Pot and pan. What's going on with your animal situation?
Oh, everything's great. Chesty is just, I mean, he's...
He looks like Zach Galifianakis.
He melts my heart every...
He's very cute. Well, I just got a little nervous with the glasses because you were like, they were Chesters. And I was like, why doesn't he need them anymore?
He's
just done with them.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if there was something happening that I didn't...
It was a gift from him.
I appreciate it. Yeah. No, that's good. I'm glad Chester is okay. Just making sure.
Babushka. A Chesty Chew on it at Instagram.
He does have his own Instagram.
Yeah, he's got a lot of followers.
Very exciting
lately.
Nicole, what else can we?
He probably paid for those followers.
No.
Did your dog pay for his followers?
What?
Does your dog?
No. He's got like 200.
Whoa.
Who?
Wow.
Chesty. Chesty too.
So wait, how many dogs?
But I'm
do you
bad
have?
At posting.
How many dogs
I wanted
do you have?
To do like this challenge.
Oh,
of,
should we
like,
tell her about
30-day challenge of posting?
Her dog almost died at this party that she was
Nicole,
throwing.
What? Go ahead.
Porsche.
We got
another Porsche incident.
There was Well, we went to Devin's the other day.
Devin Odessa
and a quesadilla fell on the ground because they were eating quesadillas and Chesty. Doesn't have any teeth, and so he can't chew the quesadilla.
The quesadilla did not fall on the ground. I gave it to him. Sorry.
You did?
I did. Sorry.
Well, he... Did you forget that he doesn't have any teeth?
Well, I just assumed that he would, like, gum it.
It takes him a long time, and if he gets, like... If he thinks somebody's going to take it away from him, you know, he'll just swallow it, like, right away.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
He could have choked, like,
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Porsche.
I, like, dipped it in guacamole. I was like, come here. Come here, guy.
Such a bitch.
I'm sorry. Fuck.
Well, at least he didn't die. But if he had swallowed it, Alana would have been really good to have on hand because she helped me when Porsche we went out one night.
I'm great in a crisis.
I had another dog named Porsche, who is my third poodle, and I think we had gone to like Subway sandwiches, and we'd gotten like a foot long. And I left half of it on the coffee table, and then we went out and did something. And when we got back, the Subway sandwich was gone.
and Portia was on her back going, like, just flailing about. We were like,
She wasn't flailing about.
No,
she was having almost a seizure.
It was bad.
Really stuffed and, like, not moving with her tongue kind of, like, hanging out of her mouth.
No.
She was just, like, really,
like barely
really
breathing.
Full. And because she's a little dog. I mean, she was the same size as the Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
And so
she's a mini.
I opened up her mouth and I saw that she had
see the bread
that she had bread still
you, you
in
see
her
the
mouth
bread, and it still smelled good.
And so we got
so you know in Subway how delicious the bread is. Eat fresh.
Yeah, we got the tweezers and
we got eyebrow tweezers. And we put her on her back.
What is Nicole doing? Is she like screaming in panic?
She was holding her.
I'm very good at stressful. That's why I think I would be really good in like a labor room because I really am good. At stressful, crazy situations, calming people down.
Really?
You wouldn't really think that, but so much has happened to me that, like, not much shocks.
You kind of hardened all
you know?
Of it.
So
it's true.
Like,
it's true.
Like, Devin was sitting right next to me the other day when I went over to her house, and she was sitting in this wooden chair that she refuses to get rid of. Like, for some reason,
she loves that
and
chair.
It completely collapsed.
It collapsed.
Like, the chair collapsed.
She broke the chair.
And I didn't even move. I don't know.
Sounds like you're great in a crisis.
Everybody else is like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah.
And then I felt bad. Like, oh, she's on the ground. I probably should have said something.
Good to know. Thank you for that.
Okay, what happened to Porsche?
Yeah. So what happened?
So we ended up, you know, getting the Subway sandwich out.
How much?
With the tweezers.
With the tweezers.
But this giant piece of bread that she just nailed.
And then
I brought
her to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And they did, because I was worried because she was so full and just like not, you know, moving. but still breathing. And they took an x-ray, and I have an x-ray of the sandwich inside of her. And I still have it. I wanted to frame it.
Can we? You have the picture?
Put a light behind
it. Is it in your phone?
But it's a little creepy.
Is it in your phone?
No, it's not in my phone, but I have
can
it in
you take
my,
a picture of
I
it
can.
For us?
Please? Yeah. I will.
Did they pump her stomach? Or they were like, she'll pass it?
No, yeah, they're like, she'll probably just
have a massive poop.
You can see like the layers, you can see the little lettuce and like
the
bologna and
she
the,
just
and
swallowed it.
It was amazing. It was just like this giant mass inside
it was like a Mary Melodies cartoon, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's
she was fine.
So she's okay now?
Well, she died many years ago.
Of food poisoning.
Yeah, that was her.
I remember Portia.
Portia died of natural causes, yeah.
Probably offset by a Subway sandwich.
Didn't Portia crap on my head in the middle of the night when I was sleeping at your house?
No,
one night?
That was, oh, should I say that story?
That's
yeah.
I went to this acting class and that Alana goes to. I wanted to get a private coaching with her. I had an audition. And so I went in.
No, I was talking about Jesse's head when he spent the night at the house and Portia crapped on his head. Remember?
No.
No, she knows the story.
I know the story.
No, this is another crap story.
Well, okay. We'll get to that. Once Nicole has unleashed
story at a time.
Once Nicole has unleashed the Kraken, it is we are good to go. Yes. Go, Nicole.
So I had this. I had to go. I wanted to do like a private with. This acting teacher, we will not mention her name. She's like, yeah, well, we set up a time and, I had my material to go and I brought,
she made Nicole cry.
She made Nicole cry. Finish the story. Sorry. Oh gosh. You're distracting me. She's like sitting with her legs wide open right now.
Go ahead. Tell the story, Nicole. Focus. Okay. I always have to tell her to focus.
So I go to her house and I have Tipsy with me at that.
Tipsy's my other dog.
And so I have Tipsy with me because I was running all these errands and stuff and I didn't want to leave her. It was, you know, a hot summer day. I didn't want to leave her in the car and stuff. And so I did. I brought her with me to this private coaching session, stuff. And I was like, you know, I have my dog. Is that okay? I think she had like a dentist appointment or something earlier. And that's why I had her. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, no problem. Bring her right up. That's fine. And, so I go up to her apartment and, I have my material. I have Tipsy and she meets her and
what's the audition for?
So adorable. It was for like some, it was like a, I don't think the show got picked up, but it was like a housewives type thing.
Oh, okay.
It was some scene where I was like, I had to be like a, it was a boyfriend girlfriend scene where I had to, you know, be in love with this guy who, I don't know, like, and I had a family. I don't remember what it was about.
Sounds riveting.
Sounds like you need a coach.
Sounds like you need a coach.
So I go
in there and she's like, what have you got on? I was like, oh, well, I was thinking I was wearing what I was going to wear to the audition, you know, because I wanted to, you know, try out. I also brought a couple of outfits to, you know, try on to see what would be best to go to the audition. Uh-huh. But I was going to wear the jeans that I had on. She goes, you can't wear those jeans. Those are little girl jeans.
Little girl jeans.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what's the difference between like, so should I have mom jeans on or like, what kind of jeans? They were just normal jeans.
This is the thing. In her defense, she saw Nicole as an A-lister. She was like, she could be Uma Thurman. Or Nicole Kidman. So she started getting really tough on Nicole.
Her jeans?
And the jeans.
No, and then she then I had my sides with me.
I love that you're defending this coach, but go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't have a good experience with her.
I'm with you, Nicole.
I mean,
anybody can. She's a lovely person.
She had a bad day.
Yeah, she had a bad day. We all.
All right.
Had
so wait, she starts with the jeans, and you say,
"I was like, well, oh, well, what's wrong with my jeans?" She said, "They're little girl jeans," and then I was like, "Oh, okay, well." And she's like, "Did you bring a copy of the size?" And I was like, "Yes, I've got a copy of the size." I gave her the copy, and she's like, "Go," and I was like, "Okay." So I just started reading the, you know, mm-hmm. sides and like, you know, cause I, when you coach, you kind of, you know, you have the material. She's like, you're not going to bring that in with you. The sides. You're not going to bring the sides in with you. Are you? Nobody does that.
What?
Nobody does that.
Everyone does that.
If you don't, they look at you like you're crazy.
So yeah. She freaked me out. Like she was freaking me out. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Nicole, you had been doing this for how many years? You needed this.
Yeah. Why'd you go in for coaching anyway?
On that.
I love to get. I love that you get to coach. It was a good part.
No, but you're so good.
You need to go over the material with that, you know, go through the lines and command the coaching.
Okay, don't tell her. There's a reason why you're working and she's, you know.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
she's
go
like,
ahead.
She's like, you cannot have that. You cannot have it. And I just got this feeling, like I've been there 5 minutes and just, I felt like with the whole, I just felt like, I can't remember. I've blocked it out a little bit because it was very painful.
Go ahead.
We're
here for
the experience. Meanwhile, Tipsy's sitting on her lap like the whole time as ridiculing what I have on and, you know, basically saying that I'm completely not right for the part.
Wait for it.
And, you know, should not have, you know, should be prepared for this coaching. Like I'm going in for the audition and stuff.
You're paying her for this stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And so I've been there like 10 minutes. I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is working. I feel uncomfortable. I started to cry.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't feel good right now.
Right.
And I actually, I was like, I kind of feel like you're being a little bit of a bitch.
You said that?
I did.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I did say that.
Go ahead.
Good,
and she's like, well, we don't have to do this. We don't have to go through these sides. That's fine. You can leave. And I was like, okay, yeah, I think I will. and so I was going to pay her anyway. So I went in the kitchen to write out the check.
You wrote her a check?
How much?
Yeah, for the amount.
How much was it?
I think it was like $125.
Go ahead.
Oh my God. And so I go in the kitchen, I'm writing out the check, and I hear this scream in the other room. She's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, what? Well, what is it? And and she's like, your dog pooped on me. And I was like, oh, and I was trying not to smile. Like, but Tipsy could feel me. Like she got nervous too. Yeah, she probably could feel me. And right. Like, because she's never done that.
Right.
She never like would poop on
anybody.
It was diarrhea.
Oh no.
It was like a diarrhea on her. She was wearing white.
Wow.
White was really popular. She had a white couch. Like her entire apartment was white.
Oh no.
And then it wasn't.
Were you like, would you like to borrow my jeans?
Yeah, totally. I was like, let me help you clean it, or you know, like, do you have anything like paper towels or something? And she's like, no, that's okay. That's okay. I'll do it. And then I left.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Do you use her, Alana, at all,
honey? Every once in a while, but we Skype, so there's no shitting on her couch.
She's like one of those people that like puts you down by the end of that meeting or that coaching. I probably would have felt like $1 million, but like, you know, those teachers that like, you know, put you down for a little while and then only to bring you back up. So you,
did you go to the audition?
Mind washed. Right.
So you feel like you need them all the time.
Right? Did you go to the audition?
Yeah, I did.
Did you wear the jeans?
I did.
Did you bring
jeans.
In the script?
I didn't book it. No, I didn't bring in the script, but I wish I had.
Yeah, of course.
She got in my fucking mind.
Yeah, because wouldn't a director or a casting director go, oh, they've already made up their mind on how they want to do it. How are they going to take, you know what I mean? Like, if you have it memorized like that.
Yeah.
Well, like you're kind of showing that this is as good as it's going to get.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why, I totally get it. Or, Or you're off book because you're just like, well, you do it for yourself. If you go in without the sides, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing it because then you can work with me and right. I can be hands-free.
Right.
But you can always go in with the sides and put them down.
And put them down, yeah.
My thing is, like, if you go in, and, like, knowing me, I memorize quickly. But if I go in and I have the paper in my hand, I will never look at it. If I go in and I don't have the paper in my hand, I will forget something. I will look like an asshole.
That's exactly how I feel.
That's exactly how everyone feels that way.
Because I have it in my hand, and I'm like, I don't ever look down at it. And even if I did, like, you mess up my line, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's on page 3 in my head. And I'm like, I never use it.
Well, also when you're memorized and you're auditioning with like 3 or 4 pages of sides, your mind automatically turns the page, even though you're memorized. Yeah. You just turn it and it gets that, you know exactly where you're at.
But it's like learning a dance routine, you know, like it's easier to learn, like learn it that way because you're moving like a part of your
Did
body.
Did Diane ever tell you not to bring in a script?
No. Diane always said to bring in a script.
No way.
No.
Because
and
it's
I don't need to be coddled either, but she was just really...
Oh, say her name.
No, don't say her name
because Alana uses her.
No. But and listen,
Alana,
person,
do you still audition?
That happened.
Oh, God. I audition for everything.
Everything that you've booked recently? Was it interviews or offers?
No, in fact, I've been auditioning like crazy. I haven't booked shit, man. The other...
except for the 3 series that she's on.
Except for the first hour and a half of this podcast.
But think about it. 3 series, but maybe 10 days of work this entire year. So when you go in and do a guest star, you just work one day.
Yeah, and it's not, and it's mostly cable stuff, so there's no residual.
Nothing.
It's not the same.
So I've got to say to everything, and I still audition.
You're
always
both stars.
Hey, man.
Well, listen, Legally Blonde, I hope that contract is good.
I hope so, too. But you know, I always say this. I was just like, you know, look, I'm going to be 43, and I will always be.
Go ahead.
I'll always be in those uncomfortable seats in the waiting room, holding my sides and talking to the walls. Like, until I die.
Yeah, but you'll always be a standout. Listen, this right here, the two of you together, it's like the new Odd Couple. You know what I mean?
It's a show.
I'll take it.
It's a
I'll
show.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, totally.
I've always wanted to.
This is what two broke girls should have been. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should have been.
The day comedy died.
Yes.
Two broke girls.
Oh, my God. Listen, I hated that show.
You should have played the freaking chef.
I know. Didn't even read for it. I was like, he's Middle Eastern. I don't play a lot of Middle Eastern people.
My friend,
you don't?
Laura,
what do you play?
Mostly Jew.
Jew? Yeah, Jews. Got it. Me too.
I don't care.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you something.
I'll be black.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's right.
You guys, it's so fun to have you on the show. I love having both of you here.
Alana, fun to be here. You. Kill me.
I like the Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks.
I like my Wawa pedal on the bus.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
This is
Cardi B. Yeah. They call me Cordy. Cordy.
Brady, oh, did you watch that fight with...
Do you know what that is?
No. No. What? Who?
She fight at Fashion Week?
With
she
Nicki Minaj? She threw a... threw a shoe.
Crazy.
Cardi B threw a shoe at her?
Yes, at Nicki Minaj. And then Cardi B ended up having a knot on the side of her head.
Oh, my God.
I have a knot.
At the Plaza Hotel.
A knot on my head when I got into the accident right before the pop from Cardi B.
Really?
Her and Nicki. Because
does she have a speech impediment? What's going on there? Is she a little on the spectrum?
No, I think she just grew up in...
Well, I think she only like I know a lot of people from the Bronx.
I think she's got a little bit of Latina in there.
The Trinidad thing. Diamond District in the Jag.
Right. Right. Ooh.
It's Diamond District in the Jag.
Yeah.
Diamond District in the Jag.
Right.
By Norcan.
Well, she used to be I heard her on Howard Stern. I think she used to be a dancer too.
She was an exotic dancer. Right. He's so hustle. What's his name?
Yeah, that's exactly how she. But I think it's an ethnic thing on top of
at. It's also, I mean, that it's also like a certain lingo. It's like patois.
Apparently, Nicki Minaj is making fun of my brother now.
What?
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Why?
It's one of her raps, I guess. She's talking about how fat he is.
Oh, he's overweight.
I mean, but still, it's rude. Don't fat shame Nicki.
Yeah. I mean,
I do love you.
but isn't it all about big now? I mean, look at her ass.
I know. I don't know what someone called. Someone called me or texted me and go, "What's up with Nikki and your brother?" And I was like, "I don't know." And then they're like, started saying, "Oh, he."
Oh, Nikki, it's a fan.
She was talking about him in one of her songs or something.
Nicki Minaj, man. Yeah, these kids.
Kids.
You get more than a million and they go crazy.
What happened to like Heavy D and the Boys? What happened to like
the Beastie Boys?
I'm talking about like
Brooklyn Jew Pride at its finest.
What happened to that fun music? Like, what happened to like.
It's boring now. I find it very boring. I think, which is why I think Cardi B became so huge overnight, is because she got this classic song, I Like It Like That, Tito Puente, with a great beat. And then she had these really great, like the Puerto Rican rapper and the other kid. And it's talking about something other than, you know, getting cheated on or cheating with the, you know,
right.
effing. And it's just, it's boring. And has that same beat. Yeah. The same beat over and over and over again. It's like the reggaeton music. I enough already with the reggaeton.
I'm not a reggaeton fan.
I am not either. It's so boring. And it's always about this. It's like country music.
I was just going to say.
I love country music.
I love country music too. But when it's the same, I get it. It's like the same. Like, and why is everything compared to whiskey? Guys, you got to find a new liquor.
Find a new spirit.
You got her lips taste like whiskey.
What are you talking about?
I can taste whiskey out of whiskey. Breath. I liked it.
Oh, okay. It's too much. How about the one about a drunk girl? Take a drunk girl home, lay her down because she's just a drunk girl. Stop.
I'm talking about old country.
What is that?
All right, calm down.
Drake. Yeah. I love my mommy. It's like, okay, who thinks of these lyrics? My God, Carole King. She must be like shooting heroin now.
Oh, my God.
Where's the new Fleetwood Mac?
I mean, lyricists. I mean, what happened?
Your husband's a producer and writer, or is he just a producer?
He's a producer. He's a writer. He does all of it.
Pop? Is he doing...
All of it. He does all of it. He's working with this British kid now. I mean, he runs the gamut. But I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's all the same.
Piano is
it's
like so covered in Grammys. I know.
Believe me, he tried to steal one. I was fascinated with all the Grammys.
Hey, he says that and $2 ain't going to get you a cup of coffee. And he always says that. He's like, oh, well. Yeah.
Whatever.
They get mailed to you.
Mail the Grammy?
Yeah. It's mostly for sound engineer work. That's what he's like getting Grammys for. Okay. So you get them sent to you.
You get a Grammy. Tracking number for that?
Yeah, it's hysterical, right? And then you get like, you go to the like this bulletin board to see if you've won or not. It's crazy. Oh.
What?
There's not even a dinner? Really
it's like a raffle?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's right. Only the interesting, like, artists get to go on stage and accept their awards, but there are other categories.
The technical, yeah, all the technical stuff.
All the technical stuff same that you don't see because we would be there for 5 hours.
Right.
So that's what happens.
They don't even have
award. No, he gets upset to him. It's so unsexy.
There's Latin Grammy Awards.
Yeah, there's Latin Grammy Awards.
And you attend.
Yeah, we went a couple of times, yeah.
I want to go.
It's super fun.
I bet.
Oh, my God. They know how to throw a party.
What is that?
Oh,
is
it so much
MGM
fun.
Where they do
Yeah. It's around there. It's
you just got
fun.
You had an award for Coco, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Well, this is a really wild, the National Hispanic Foundation of the Arts. It's Isai Morales founded it. And it's basically like honoring Latins in the entertainment industry. So that's really fun. I got to go to Washington, D.C. for the first time.
Oh, cool.
I've never been there.
Washington, D.C., man. A lot of conspiracy theorists. Are you serious?
No, I've been there I can't wait for the midterms to be over. I've been there like five times.
You're political, man.
I am political, by default.
By default?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've learned so much. That's why I want to talk to you about immigration stuff.
Where are your parents from originally?
Both of my parents are Palestinian.
Palestinian.
My grandparents just had their 70th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
70. Wow. No.
Oh, my God.
For those of you that don't know,
I can't even get a second date.
Best food ever.
Yeah.
Like, best food ever.
My grandparents had, what was the wedding anniversary it says here?
And in Palestine, they speak.
75 years.
75 years. Wow.
This is my grandparents. This week. He's 90. He'll be 100 this year.
What?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Wow, and he's like posing for the camera in like the stance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's a baller.
My brother takes that side of the family.
Oh my gosh! Wow. How old is he?
He's 99. He'll be 100 this year.
Wow. Longevity runs in your family,
his
man.
His father died.
And I love your grandma's outfit.
His father died when he was 107, and I met him when he was 104, and he would chase me around the house.
What a beautiful dress your grandma
has. Yeah, it's a
typical. It's something you'd wear, Nicole.
Where do they live?
They live in Palestine/Israel, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, wow.
We call it Palestine. But I live in Ramallah.
A lot of racism going on out there when my husband visited Israel.
Yeah.
You couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's
crazy. Your people are like in the slums. It's very segregated.
They
built
that wall that Trump is talking about. Oh, yeah. They did it.
They did it. They did it.
They did it like.
And look how much it helped them.
Yeah.
It was so.
They did it.
Helpful.
The wall's insane.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. But anyway, what was it you wanted to talk about? Yeah,
no, for just immigration. Privately, I was going to say because of this, with all the separation of the children.
Oh, I had a dream the other day that my child was separated from me, and I couldn't find him anywhere. And I finally show up to this huge warehouse, and I'm in line with a bunch of other like screaming women, and it was really crazy. I see my kid being wheeled in a wheelbarrow, and he's standing up, kind of calling out for me, and he can't really say my name, but he sees me, and I went up to him, and he had gone blind, and that was my
crazy dream.
That was my dream. Terrible nightmare.
I had
a
dream. I will never have enchiladas at midnight again.
Oh my god!
I had enchiladas at midnight. That's why I had that terrible nightmare. Oh my god!
No, I just think I think because of your.
A Mexican and Puerto Rican.
You're Mexican, I mean, Puerto Rican.
We are neglected.
You're working, recognizable actor. I think that you could do a lot with the immigration. I have some contacts. I think I want to get you involved.
Oh, please. Yeah. You know, I tried to get a hold of Pixar because I wanted to at least like send some kind of like journals and crayons or something to the kids that, but like the following day, you know, we had basically said that's never going to happen again. And you know, but I would really like to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. So
just
I'm going to work
crazy,
it out.
Crazy, man. It's so
you guys are white
sick.
Privileged people. So I can't really do
anything.
You
guys are the master races. So,
so I can't do anything with you.
We can't do anything. You guys are fine.
Well, Nicole apparently has, she has
I
some
heard Cherokee Indian.
That's cool. That's not,
I do.
We're going to get to the bottom of that before we.
All right. We'll see you at Morongo Casino. All right. Listen.
It's for real.
Look.
It's for real.
How do we find you guys on your social?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, well, it's Nicholi Tom.
That's right. Spell it.
Nicholi. Because I spell my name weird. It's Nicholetom.
And Instagram. Chester Chu.
And Chesty Chu.
Chesty Chu.
With a Y.
if you want to see pictures of her gummy dog.
Yeah.
He's a buzzer.
Chesty.
Boy, and where gummer. Do we find?
I had a dream. Should I not mention my dream?
What?
Well,
that's Chesty?
Yeah, like Chesty's my baby. Maybe we're wrapping it up, right?
No, go ahead. You can tell the story.
Tell the story, please. Please. We want to know what's in your subconscious.
Yeah, let's go.
So badly.
Let's just open the floodgates.
When I was headed up to Lake Arrowhead, I was having these like repeating dreams of Chesty and like leaving him. I was on another planet.
I wonder why you were sleeping in a closet. what part of that is not right? Do you not get? I'm trying to figure out why you're justifying this. Go ahead.
I didn't mind.
Okay,
it was,
go ahead.
It was comfortable for me.
Go ahead.
I used to sleep in a closet throughout my entire childhood.
Okay, well, it doesn't make it right.
Three Swedish of you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I find comfort.
All right. Go ahead.
For European.
He was on this island and the spaceship was taking off and we were headed somewhere and I was fine with being like, oh no, Chesty, let's just stay there. And then I got on the spaceship and like started moving and then I started thinking, oh my gosh, I just left Chester. I just left Chesty on the planet and he's going to freeze to death. And I didn't even care, like, when I was leaving him. And I was like, I'm a horrible person.
Once again, Nicole Tom. You can find her on Twitter and Chesty. What is it? Chesty what?
Chesty Chu.
Okay. He'll be on the frozen planet.
And I had to get back. I had to explain to them. I need to get back to him.
Right. Wow. But, Nicole, thank you.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that insight into your psyche, Nicole.
And you're not having children, Nicole? Is that what's happening?
I you know, I've just, I have one bad date after another, so I can't even get anyone to call me, you know?
I love you so much.
All right,
Nicole is so beautiful.
Like, she's gorgeous. She's funny.
You know
funny.
What's amazing about you? You're
gorgeous.
You're so effing hot.
Yeah. And
you're
so like funny,
yeah, but I guess not hot enough to be like, you know, as the sex symbol on
a recognizable sex symbol.
They wanted someone who was in Playboy magazine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You did not show yourself in Playboy magazine.
Yeah, I know. And that's not really.
You didn't make out with Neve Campbell.
My Instagram page.
That's right.
And swimming pool. Lamps and right. pictures of
you didn't marry Charlie Sheen.
Like, I mean, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Just calm down. Anyway.
Okay, go. Yeah. If
you want to go on a date with Nicole, hit her up.
DM her.
You can
DM her.
Yeah, send her a direct message.
Yeah.
Maybe she can meet you on the Instagram.
And maybe we can.
I do have a,
we have a worst ever wedding.
We could we'll have her have the date, and then we'll have both of them like love connection. Talk about it on the podcast.
Oh,
yes.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Yeah,
I'd do that.
Love American style.
Woo. All right, where can we find you,
I'm
Alana?
Sure, something fun.
Alana Ubach, ALANNA UBACH. And I was about to give away my freaking
phone number.
Email.
Oh, jeez.
I live at, when I was a little girl, I used to like go in front of the movie theater before like the lights dimmed and everyone's sitting there in the popcorn chatting with the toast. My name is Alana Ubach. I live at 9814. Oh. My mom's like, shut up. Get over here right now, you asshole.
I was like three.
My name is Alana Ubach. You can find me at 9814. Let's go.
What's your blood type?
Type O positive. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
I got a lot of
B positive.
Positive.
That is very rare.
That is very rare.
Yes, yes. I believe Tyne Daly is type O positive and Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I don't even know if they are or not. But
blood facts.
I'm allergic to what's eggplant. Apparently, is not good
that
for me.
Sucks.
Doesn't that suck?
Mm. Huh. Mm. Eggplant's delicious.
It's delicious, but it gives me the worst heartburn.
Yeah, it's the seeds.
What are you? Type O positive?
I don't know.
You've got to be type O positive.
Oh, and
a lot of let me see, African Americans, Latinos, and Middle Eastern.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
You should find that out. What are you?
I'm A plus.
Oh,
you are
A positive.
So A positive,
aren't I though?
I'm B positive.
Gosh.
Oh, gosh, there was something I was going to say, but I can't remember it.
You guys don't poo, do you? It just must be like baby's breath that comes out in the toilet bowl. Look, they're laughing. It means I'm right.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you have to poo before you left the hospital?
No, they don't make you poop. They make you pee if you've had a catheter.
Okay.
But they don't make you poop.
I just remembered
what
it was.
Okay, go ahead, Nicole's got another story.
It was the fact that you asked me, if, you know, I'm probably not going to have any children. I share the same birthday as Joan Crawford. So,
Oh my God.
Probably want to be the greatest side.
Right.
So it just might not be in the cards for me.
I should have known you knew where to find the boys and the booze. There's a liquor store to the left.
Oh my God. Look at you with the quotes. You love this game.
I do. I do.
So good.
I'm Alec Ladd. Shut up, Nicole.
Sorry.
Alec is your real name?
No, Alec Khaled. And so, Alec, don't ask. It's a whole thing.
Alec Aled, I thought.
No, Alec Aled. Alec Aled.
You can find me at Yo Lakin. You can find Worst Ever Podcast at...
Listen, buy the merchandise. WorstEverPodcast.com. Thank you.
Find us at Worst Ever Podcast, Worst Ever PC on Twitter. Email us at WorstEverPodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you to Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob at Para, P-E-R-A. Ladies, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming over today.
Always a pleasure.
You.
How do you
Thank
get
you, Christine.
On a podcast? I don't understand how this works.
You look
dude.
Fabulous.
There's this little tech guy behind us right here. He's very cute. And now you basically download it, you edit it, and then you put it on what now?
On the internet, it's called.
On the internet.
Okay, now is there a certain station that you guys are on?
We'll explain it all.
Like that Wolf station?
We'll explain.
Yeah.
We'll get to you.
Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next time.
Take care, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.